morning, people.
I had a little bit of a delay, but that's okay.
All right.
Welcome back. If you've been here before, if you're stumbling across this from your internet rabbit hole, this is
Hashtag Just Saying.
And while we're prostituting, be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Hit the notification bell like it owes you money. It will let you know when we upload new content. You can watch the first 40 on the YouTubes and listen where streaming things stream. You can also, if you like, check out the pre-show banter on TikTok. Those are pretty hot. Just saying.
Yeah.
Prostitution complete.
Yes. She edits those, and they're like, she adds stuff to it.
Yes, I do.
Yes. I like your edits.
You can get away with more stuff on TikTok than you can on YouTube.
Ah.
You can
learn a thing or two from TikTok. Didn't they pass the law saying the ban on TikTok?
They are trying to force the company to sell the app to an American company.
Who would buy it?
Probably Google.
YouTube.
Probably Google. If YouTube buys
Mark Zuckerberg.
If YouTube buys it, it's all down the stream. So, yeah.
Get it? All right. How was your week?
This week?
Yeah. You can talk about any week you want.
Any week?
The newest one would be great.
Let's talk about my favorite week. This week was moderate. It was full of meetings that I didn't need to attend.
Yeah. Could have been an email.
Yeah, so there was that.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Ooh, fresh.
I'm working in my office, as I do.
Yeah.
And I hear this loud kerfuffle happening outside.
Kerfuffle
happening outside.
What's a kerfuffle?
It's a situation. A situation is happening outside. And I didn't pay any mind to it, but all of a sudden I hear like sirens and stuff, and I'm like,
Like police sirens or ambulance sirens?
Yeah, like police sirens.
Oh.
And then from the way that my desk is situated, I can see the front, the living room window, and I saw a cop turn around in my driveway and head back the other way. So I'm like, oh, it's whatever's happening is happening that way.
Not near me.
So ultimately, I went out. I had to go somewhere, and I ran out to run an errand, and I came back.
Yeah.
And I was fiddling around with my car.
Yeah. With your lights?
No. Well, I have a story about that actually.
Oh boy.
So then I went back inside.
Yep.
And Jay came home, and he goes, "What happened to the phone pole?" And I went, "What?"
Ooh.
And he goes, "The phone pole across the street." He said, the bottom half is missing. And
uh-oh.
I was like, seriously? And he goes, yeah. He goes, it's only the top half is just hanging there. So I went, oh. So I went back on my, because I have a Ring doorbell.
Yeah.
So I went back on my alerts. And at like 12:27, the pole is still in one piece. And by 12:30, it was half.
So what hit it?
A car, I guess.
But it didn't catch on the camera?
I didn't grab it on the camera.
Oh,
I was like,
darn,
oh, man.
That'd be cool.
That would have been interesting. Then I could have been like, I got the guy.
What kind of car is it?
Yeah.
Hit and run?
Must have been. But I said, that's one heck of a vehicle to snap a phone pole at the bottom.
And keep going.
Because I was like, he had to have broken down somewhere nearby. Said I had a phone pole and I just stayed stationary. I couldn't keep going.
I got a splinter. I gotta go.
I got a stationary car now.
Damn.
Yeah. So today
that didn't affect your electricity or anything.
No, I was nervous about that too because they were outside all day working on the lines.
Oh.
I'm like, don't you cut the electricity.
I'm working.
I got a meeting. So I had today off.
Okay.
And I had a whole list of stuff I was going to do.
Didn't do any of it.
You know what? When it boiled down to brass tacks, I sat there and I was like, do I want to do like manual labor on my day off?
On a nice day, too.
On my spring day?
Yeah. Nice out today.
So I ended up...
It's
I had to go to
car wash day.
Well, I mean, I would have, but I went to the market because there was some stuff I needed. And right. then I came back. And Daisy was in a whole bad way. So I had to deal with her. Then I did the groceries. And by the time I was done with that, I was like, I don't really want to do anything anymore.
I'm tuckered out.
Yeah. But then Jay told me he's working tomorrow.
Okay.
Like from 7 to 7. Like Ooh. He'll be gone all day.
Damn.
So
You're not
I said,
working.
Huh?
You got the day off?
Oh, no, I'm not working.
No.
Oh, heck no.
No more OT?
No, it kind of caught up.
Yay.
Yeah, I guess. I'm just holding, I'm waiting for the you know, for us to get backed up so I can grab some more OT. So, yeah, so on the way back, because I'd gone to the market on the way back. Now, over the weekend, I had installed those ditch lights.
Yep.
Which look awesome.
They do. Very nice.
And I have a whole thing about that, but.
Okay.
On the way back, I'm driving down, I went to Plymouth. Oh, dear.
Ooh.
I went to Plymouth, so I'm going down 44.
Now, how do you spell it? With an I or a Y?
I'm not so traditional. I'll spell it with the Y.
Okay.
Yeah. Plymouth. So I was on
so
my way.
So the correct way is with an I?
I think that's the ye old way to spell it.
Oh, ye old way.
Yeah, because if you look on all the historical signs.
We didn't have any Ys back then. We used an I.
No, they don't need a Y. It wasn't around back then. So if you look at like the old historical signs, it's with the I. They're like
right.
Plymouth Rock with an I that way. So I'm driving down 44, and all of a sudden the light on the left on the right hand side, is not there anymore. It's gone.
Oh no!
And I was like, "Holy shit!" Because I was on the phone with Jay because I was trying to, you know, plan something. So I'm like, "We're talking," and I said, "Holy shit, my light's gone!" And he goes, "What light?" And I said, "The light we just installed." And he went. On the road? I said, I don't know. I said, but I'm going to pull over. And he's like, oh, my God, where are you? And I said, I'm on 44. And he's, oh, you're going to get hit. Don't get out of the car. I said, well, I'm not driving home. If the light's hanging there, it's going to bang against my car.
Scratching all up.
So I pull over.
Yeah.
And it was actually in that space between
the
hood.
Cowl, yeah.
What?
The cowl.
They call it a cowl?
Yeah, C-O-W-L, cowl. Like the wiper cowl.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, between the windshield and the hood is a cowl.
That's fun. Yeah. Well, it was hiding in there.
It was hiding.
So I said, well, I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah.
Because it's not going anywhere.
How does it attach to the hood? Like a clip?
Or like a clamp? Basically, it's like a clamp, and it has...
A screw?
Yeah, they have these little bolts underneath, but they, what do you call those? They're Allen wrench bolts. Apparently, they had come loose, and there it went.
Now, is the other one's like still tight, too?
Well, when I got home, and I dealt with Daisy, and then I put the groceries away, and then I decided to have some lunch, because I deserved it. So I had lunch, and then I wanted the car to cool down, too. So then I went outside, and I... was looking at both of them, and I checked all the bolts because it's you have the light and it's on like a
pedestal,
yeah, something like that. It's on a thing, and so I checked all the bolts on that
bracket.
Yeah, it's a bracket thing.
All right, these are big words. Here.
I checked all everything,
yeah.
And I tightened up everything, so
nice.
Both of them should be good.
Sweet,
but holy crap. Crap, installing that thing,
yeah.
Which I thought, YouTube videos were like 15, 20 minutes, right? So 15, I thought,
20 hours.
So I thought, it'll be like an hour tops.
Right.
Because it's probably been edited down.
Right.
Yeah? Oh, no. No. Stupid. So we popped the hood.
Right.
And we were going to go through, you have to go through the firewall.
Right.
Right, because the wire comes out underneath somewhere near the brake pedal, and you connect it to, I have all these, what do they call them, dummy switches.
Yeah.
So we had to pop out a dummy switch and install a new switch for this thing. So popping out the dummy switch was in and of itself a bitch, because you have to, like, press, like, get in there and press down and out, or in. and pop it out. So Jay finally got that going.
Yeah.
Now here's where it gets complicated because firewall, the access to the firewall, there's this rubber flap.
Right.
Okay. Now.
Keeps out the water.
Fair enough. And I'll tell you, I mean, nothing could have gotten in there.
Damn.
So you have to, because it's taped down. It's secured down. Okay. So we had to get the tape off and open up that flap just enough to get the wire through.
Mm-hmm.
So the video that I watched, there was a young man, and he's like, okay, so I undid the tape and, you know, fed the wire through. And he's like, if anybody watching this, you know, be careful. Because when I did it with a screwdriver and I pierced the brake line. And I went,
how? It's metal.
What?
The brake line's metal.
I don't know what he pierced. But I was like, that doesn't sound good.
No.
So Jay and I were trying to get the
lights work, but I can't stop.
I know. So Jay and I, it'd be like a Flintstone stop. Like, so Jay and I were trying to get that flap open, and he goes, well, I'm just going to use a screwdriver. And I said, hang on a second, because this guy pierced some kind of line.
This gentleman here.
Yeah. I said, this guy pierced some kind of line. I said, I have no idea what's behind this thing.
Right.
I said, do you know? And he goes, no, I don't know. And I said, then I don't want you jamming a screwdriver in there. And we have a new problem.
Right.
I said, because
on top of your other problem.
Because it's Saturday afternoon and nobody's going to be able to help with whatever new problem we create. Right? So he goes, you got a point.
You can't do that till Monday. Sorry. Mm.
So he takes instead a thing of pliers and he's trying to pull off that tape. Now, electrical tape, when it gets hot, it has now fused to the flat. So we meticulously are trying to get off piece by piece by piece by piece of this stupid fucking thing. That takes probably an hour unto itself.
Damn.
We wire it up.
Could have been quicker. Just stuck a screwdriver in.
I know. Okay. I had no idea what was behind there. And it's a cluster of wires.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
And I have no idea what any of those wires do. So I was like,
my radio doesn't work all of a sudden.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, I don't really listen to the radio, but I don't know what's happening there.
Nope.
So we finally get that open.
Yeah.
So he has a I don't know the technical term for it, but basically it's like this wire on a spool and you use it to feed wires through.
Okay. Like a snake.
Yeah. So we do the hood, so we have the two lights hooked up in the hood, the wire's all set.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have to run the wire through that cluster and out to come out the other side of the firewall, like where the brake pedal is and stuff. Mm-hmm. Well.
Yeah, the light's wired to the battery.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
Like a fuse and shit.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing, yeah.
I'm jumping ahead.
Don't think it won't be a thing, because it's a thing.
It's a kerfuffle.
Oh, it sure is. So now we have to try to get... Now, this wire is, like, very thick. Like,
thicker than this?
It's about that thick, yeah. Damn. So it's like mic cord thick, damn. Right?
That's pretty thick.
There's a whole cluster of wires there, and you could probably get, like, this much of a wire, like a very thin wire through. So I looked at him, and I was like, are we going to be able to get this wire out the other side? Because, like, the wire cluster, like, we can't move any of those. They need to be where they are. And, like, how are we going to... So he's like, we're just going to try to feed it through, Darren. I'm like, I don't...
He's done this before. He's a professional.
Well, I mean, he's never done this particular thing. So he is... And poor Jay, he was, like, underneath my steering wheel... Legs poking out, and he's trying to, so he's like, feed me the wire. Trying to feed him the wire. It's not really moving because the cluster is so thick, and the wire's thick, so it's not moving friendly. I'm like, this is nasty. And then underneath the steering column,
all right.
It's there was a what would you call that? Like a protective rubber thing.
Okay.
Right. So Jay goes, "Yeah, we're gonna have to cut this." And I said, "What is it?" And he goes, "It doesn't look like it does anything to me." So I said, "Okay." And he goes, "You know, the guy in the video cut it. I'm pretty sure it's fine." I'm like, "Oh my God." And he goes, "Well," so he's moving it and then he kind of cuts it and then he's like, yeah, it's just a protective thing. It's fine." And I'm like, "But if it's supposed to protect something, you just cut a hole in it." I was like, "It's not going to protect anything now." And he's like, "Well, the other half will protect and this half will not."
He's 50% like, was
yeah. Creepy. He goes, "It's fine." And then, I mean, that had a bunch of tape on it. And he was like, "Oh, it was fucking tape." He was going crazy with the tape.
Damn.
So we finally got it through and we rigged it. And
yeah.
I was all like starting to get excited, and we closed. I know, I'm excited too. So he kind of closes the hood without like latching it, and he goes, "All right, I'm going to fire it up." He goes, "You tell me when they flip on." So he goes to hit it, and you immediately hear a pop because the fuse blew.
Really?
And he goes, "What the hell?" So he gets out and he comes out, and we pop the hood. He looks because like there's a whole thing. There's a ground. Which we just attached to, what do you call that, the strut tower?
Mm-hmm.
We just attached it there because it was the easiest thing to do. All it has to do is touch metal.
Right.
So once you know, it's metal, so it's fine. And then the rest of the line goes to the battery. All
right.
So we check that. But the piece near the strut tower has a little, like a little thing, and there's a fuse inside. All
right.
So he goes, we looked in that. And he's like, "We blew the fuse, didn't we?" So I look at it, and I'm like, "Oh, yeah, it's blown, because it's, like, split right down the middle."
How'd it blow, though?
So he goes, "Oh, what the hell?" So we take it out. We throw it. He has a whole, like, big box of them for his job. So, I mean.
Wow. Fuse aplenty.
Yeah, we're not missing it. So he goes, he puts another fuse in. He goes, "All right, I'm going to try it again." Pop. He goes, "Oh, something's wrong." Now, in my head. In my head, I'm sitting there thinking, when we fed that wire through, it was too much. It was too clustered. And I'm like, I think I was sitting there thinking, like, maybe we exposed wire or something.
That's grounding out.
Yeah. So I'm like, we're gonna have to follow every freaking wire.
Trace it, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, now I'm like getting pissed. So I said something about that, and he goes, "No." He goes, He goes, "What's happening is there's a negative touching a positive somewhere." And he goes, "We have to figure out where it is." And I'm like, "Oh, but that still sounds like a pain in the ass."
Still got to trace some wires.
So he goes, "Well, let's look at the easiest solution." So we looked at where the lights connect
to the
wiring.
Right.
And we checked one, and it was kind of suspect. So he wrapped them individually.
It's kind of sus.
And then wrapped them together, and then we looked at the other one, and the two wires were touching. And he's like, "Here's the fucking problem."
How are they touching, though? This is
I don't know. They were too close. Like, you can't have it close.
Oh, okay.
So he wrapped them individually, and then wrapped them together, and he goes, "This is never coming apart, you know?"
Welded it.
I was like, "I don't care, because I'm never going to take them off." So then he, you know, connects it, shoves it back in the hood.
Yeah.
Close it, turn it on.
Success.
Boom. They come right on. I was like, "Look at this bitch."
You tried them at night? Were they nice and bright?
I tried them at night. Sunday night, I finally got to really test them because I went out to my driveway at night and I was turning them on.
All right.
But on my way back from my parents, it was like 8 o'clock at night, so it was dark.
Now, do they turn on no matter if the car's running or not?
No. Yeah, no, I have to flip a switch to turn them on.
No, but does the car have to be the key on? Or is they always?
I see what you're saying.
Off without.
I think I could, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because it's direct wired to the battery.
Oh, nice.
That's kind of right. So I had them on the way home, and you can really tell the difference because I had them on, and then I turned my brights on, and then I hit the switch and turned these things on, and the whole, like the whole.
I can see the forest.
I can see treetops. I was like, look at this.
Now, how did you aim them? Just straight ahead?
Yeah, they just. If I got different brackets, I could probably point them up a little more.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if I want that because I can already see treetops now. I mean, I don't want a bat signal thing happening. It's where Batman's there like, oh. The nice. Joker must be around. Nice. I'm being summoned.
Nice.
Yeah, I should have recorded the whole process. I mean, but it would have been like 4 hours worth of video.
Cut down to 2 minutes.
Because he and I together are very like, because he's very meticulous about it.
Right.
Because, I mean, he kind of does it for work. So he was like, oh, let me do this. And I'm just like, just fucking connect the fuse and do this, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, we can't do that.
Now the switch like looks like it's factory. Like when you look at your dash or like the switch isn't like out of place.
No, it's not. It doesn't look too bad.
No.
The thing is that, here's the thing. So the video installs that we watch, so the switchboard is like circular, right? And obviously the dummy buttons are squared.
Okay.
And the install that I saw made me angry because, the guy just has the button, but he has all this negative space and you can see the corners of where the dummy button is. And I was like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
And I said, I'd rather if we had to drill a hole through the dummy button and like feed it through.
Right.
So that it.
Like a flush.
Yeah. So that it looks like, you know.
Nice.
But Jay realized that if he goes, if I turn this just slightly, it takes up the whole thing.
Oh.
So he goes, do you mind it being slightly off center? And I was like, nah, not really. As long as I don't see space, I'm fine.
Works.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of at an angle.
Yeah.
Which is kind of because, and I mean, if you're driving, you don't really notice it because you just flip.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
I had to remember to shut because I had them on the way home, and then I had to remember to shut them off when drivers coming the other way. Jay was like, "You can blind so many people with these." I said, "I know, but it's not really what I'm about."
Well, someone blinds you, return the favor.
I know. I got yellow overlays for the fogs underneath.
I saw that.
Oh.
Because you backed your car in this time.
I did, yeah.
I'm like, does she always have orange, amber fog lights?
No, I didn't. I got the overlays. I was thinking about getting overlays for the ditch lights.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
the orange, they say amber works better in like snow. Because the white doesn't reflect off the white snow.
Ooh.
The amber, like, it'll help better. In inclement weather, it works better.
I'm ahead of my time.
There you go. I want to get amber for my truck, but.
I think it looks better.
Yeah.
Personally, I just got them the other day.
Yeah.
So I haven't really got to, like, really test them out.
How do those, like, usually they just pop on?
It's just an overlay. It's like a.
Like a sticker?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You just. Nice. Boom. Oh. There it is.
What else did you get?
that's all because I need
to. Lights and overlays.
Yeah. And then I got hit with the big maintenance list.
Yeah.
So I have to pause. I was telling somebody today, I'm like, it really sucks. I have to pause my modification list. And now
did
I
you
have
call
to
call that guy and get a price?
Fix it, huh?
What's his name, Ricky?
Oh, Kenny?
Kenny, sorry. Kenny.
He won't give me a specific price. All he'll tell me is that he'll charge me less than the dealership.
Yeah, but he's never done it before, so like,
I know.
He's kind of wary, like.
Well,
I'll try it in your car first, and if I do it good,
depending upon the price he, I mean, my nephew said he would help me, but
yeah,
he's kind of busy and like, and he's going on vacation in a week or two.
Like going away, or it's just not.
He's
working.
Going to Colorado, I think.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
They're actually they're gonna
long way away.
They're gonna tour that the Shining Hotel. The Stanley, I think.
Isn't the Grand Canyon, Colorado? Or is that Dakotas?
Grand Canyon?
Yeah, North Dakota.
Isn't that in Arizona?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Hey, Siri.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the Grand Canyon?
One option is Grand Canyon National Park on S Entrance Road in Grand Canyon Village, about 2,230 miles to your west, and it gets 93% positive ratings. Is that the one you're looking for?
It is, but what state is it in?
You're at 288 Wareham Street.
No, come on! You asshole!
She gave your address out on national.
Well. Oh. Okay. I can't. Siri is not being very helpful today.
I'll look it up.
Siri's not helpful today. So. So my lights work.
Nice.
Now.
Arizona.
I thought it was Arizona. You had me all. Sorry, you had me all like, confused. Like, well, the Rocky Mountains are in Colorado.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. That's all I know.
So where's the monument with like Washington and Lincoln?
That's the Dakota.
That's the Dakotas, all right.
North, I think.
I failed geography class.
You know what sucks is that guy over there is a geography nut, and he'd be sitting here telling us how foolish we are.
Tell us the exact address.
Yeah.
Longitude and latitude.
Sean's out sick today. Well, he's not sick. He had a thing. Yeah. I don't have things, so I'm here. I have nothing.
He'll be back next week.
I believe he will.
Yeah. Hope so.
So how has your week been?
Not bad.
Better than doing a light install?
Better than doing a light install.
Oh.
Tuesday I had to do some service work because the guy who usually doesn't was out that day. I had to do like an alternator.
Mm.
And then I do like a control arm, which I...
I need two control arms done.
Didn't take that long. One was like the alternator was on like a Venza Toyota, and mm-hmm. then one was like the control arm was an Explorer.
Mm.
So it was a couple bolts.
Really, yeah, I need the control arm bushing.
Yeah.
Thing, and my nephew had said, you know, it'd be easier to just replace the entire control arm.
All one piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's most kind of like when like the ball joint's going, you do the whole control arm, all one piece.
Oh boy! See, you learn on this show.
That's right. What'd you think of the Deadpool trailer?
I loved the new Deadpool trailer.
Did you?
I do have one question though.
What's up?
What is Deadpool/Ryan Reynolds' obsession with Wolverine and Hugh Jackman?
I don't know. I mean, he was in that first movie, the X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Mm.
He was.
Was he?
Yeah. He was in that. Remember? As... They go out of the elevator and he's got the blades going. That was Ryan Reynolds.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know.
I didn't know, like I don't understand his whole obsession with him.
I don't know. He's like Hugh Jackman.
I guess he does. It looks like a fantastic film, though.
Yeah. I've seen like a lot of videos of like breaking down. Because people like they'll watch the trailer like frame by frame.
Oh
like,
god! Oh god!
Because like in one scene, like you see like the Ant-Man face.
Really?
Yeah, remember they it shows like an Ant-Man mask and the girl comes out of it like a skull.
Huh?
Yeah, that's the Ant-Man. I don't know how Ant-Man.
I missed that one.
Yeah, and in the front you see like, all the old villains, like hanging out with, like.
The old villains.
Yeah, they see Sabretooth. Lady Deathstrike, you see Toad, you see like a bunch of like X-Men villain characters just hanging out. And, like people like break down the video.
Well, the woman who and I'm gonna go way, way back to the first X-Men movie with Patrick Stewart.
Yep.
Okay, so way back.
Yeah.
That the girl who played Jean Grey.
All right. Famke something.
Yeah.
Jansen.
And what's Jean Grey's what's her character? It's a Phoenix.
Yeah, Dark Phoenix.
Okay. Phoenix. Oh, my brain hurts. Yeah. Well, someone had asked her if she was in it because there's a lot of X-Men references in the trailer and stuff, and she's like, "Well, you never know." And I'm like, "I feel like you're teasing."
Yeah. They like to do that.
Yeah.
But Kelly Wu's in it. Remember Kelly Wu?
No.
Kelly Who.
Kelly Who?
Kelly. Remember in, she had like long claw hands? Asian girl.
Jeez.
I think it was X-Men. I think it was X2 or X3. One of them. Lady Deathstrike.
Let me help you.
Okay.
I'm going to help me by helping you.
All right.
I haven't seen past X2.
Okay, so I think she was.
So I've only seen the first two.
Okay.
And
That's it.
That's it. I didn't see the new X-Men stuff because... Right.
The one with James McAvoy?
No, I haven't seen those. Yeah. I mean, I really like Patrick Stewart as Professor X. And Ian McKellen as...
Magneto.
Magneto.
Yeah. So, yeah. Looks good. Comes out in July.
It looks awesome. It's out in July.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. You know what? I'm either A, gonna go to the movies to see it, or B, try to watch it at home if possible. Yeah. But I am gonna see it.
Right. Me too.
That'll
be like a summer blockbuster.
Oh, I bet it will do fantastic. Yeah. I'm curious if Disney's gonna put it on their streaming. Because
It is a Marvel.
Yeah, now that Disney's with Marvel. I don't think Deadpool's on any of the... I don't think he's on there.
No, because he's back then he was Fox.
Oh. Was it a Fox property?
It was.
Wow, okay.
But now it's owned by Disney.
Okay.
So that's why they got, you know, Fantastic Four now. They got the rights to that.
Yeah.
X-Men and... Yeah.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Looks good.
Yes.
What else?
I don't know. Whatever you like.
I saw a documentary. It was on HBO Max called Mommy, Dead, and Dearest.
Oh.
It was the Gypsy Rose story.
I don't know that story.
It was back in 2015. This girl, Gypsy Rose.
Mm-hmm.
She had her boyfriend kill her mother.
Jeez.
Yeah. She's in prison now. She gets out this year. But the boyfriend got like life. She only got like 10 years because she didn't actually do the killing.
Accessory to murder?
Yeah, second degree. He actually did it. But like, you know, it was crazy. Like,
wow.
Because like her mother was abusive.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Not like, I don't want to say physically abusive, but like she made people think that like her, that she was, that she couldn't walk and she had cerebral palsy and she had all these diseases and she would get like trips to like Disneyland and all this. You know, because like she was in a wheelchair, but wow, she could walk.
So is it like a Munchausen thing?
Yeah, that's the word. The word they use is like.
Hey,
yeah.
I know words. Yeah, I know a lot of words.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Gypsy Rose.
You know, it's funny. Is there was a documentary that I watched last year called The Jinx, and this is the documentary based on. Oh, what is his name?
No idea.
Robert something.
Like a famous actor?
No. Jeez. What's his name? Because I want to get his name right. Robert Durst.
Okay.
His family was like a big real estate mogul family in New York.
Okay.
And this guy basically killed like 3 or 4 people. And one was his wife, one was his friend, and another was just some random guy who pissed him off.
It's called Jinx.
Yeah, it's called The Jinx, and the documentary ended shockingly, where I'm like, you sit there going, what? And they
want more.
And they released. Another episode. It came out this week.
Really?
Yeah. It's. I don't know if they're gonna do more, but they're calling it season 2.
Okay.
And it's kind of like the aftermath of what happened when the documentary came out last year. Like he went to prison.
And what stream is that?
That's on Max.
Okay.
Yeah. And like I was watching it, like oh my god, this guy. Ugh. This fella. But it's good.
Nice.
It's good. I probably talked about it last
year.
The
Jinx.
Yeah.
I never heard of it.
You know what else? Since I'm on the topic of HBO Max.
All right.
I watched Conan O'Brien's new special came out.
He does like a stand-up special?
No. It's he's gotten into doing like these little travel shows kind of.
Really?
Like, there was one he did last year called, it was something weird. It's like Conan Without Borders or something. And he went to all these different countries. And this one is called Conan O'Brien Must Go. And
where is he going?
Well, he has a podcast.
Right.
Which is, he stopped doing his late night show, and now he has this podcast.
Why did he stop doing the show?
I'm just, I don't know. Said I'm out of here, and that's it.
I'm done.
But the podcast
was show business.
Is called Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. And so he'll have on both famous people and, like, people who aren't famous.
Okay, like his friends.
And just people he's never met. Just interesting people.
Hey, you, come here.
Yeah. Well, I assume you have to fill out some sort of paperwork or something to be his friend. But, so Conan O'Brien Must Go is based on the people that he's spoken to on his podcast.
All right.
That he now will, like, refer to as, like, oh, I'm going to see my friend. And so he visits these people in their countries and checks out the local, you know, what's going on. And there was this one young man in, I'm probably going to get the country wrong, but I think it's the Netherlands or something.
Okay.
And he had a band. So he was talking to Conan.
He was a musician?
He's a musician. And he was talking to Conan, because Conan digs music. He's kind of, he dabbles in musician too.
Okay.
And he was talking to Conan about it. And Conan's like, how many, like, you know, followers does your band have? And he's like, oh, like 9?
9?
Yeah, and he's like,
baseball team? 9?
Yeah, he's like, me and my friend are trying to get this gig, and we're trying to do this. And he's like, oh, okay, blah, blah, blah. So he ends up visiting this guy in the Netherlands. And he, you know, all the episodes are like he's surprising people at their house, which I think is probably bullshit.
The cameras are like, hey. Yeah.
So the guy comes out and he's like, oh my God, it's Conan. So then they go to the recording studio, a recording studio, and Conan's talking to the guy, and he's talking to the guy's friend who's his bandmate.
Yeah.
And they do like kind of a, I don't want to call it rap, but they
like
go.
Like a jam session?
Yeah, they go very fast. Yeah. So like da 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 da. And so Conan goes, well, listen, I'm going to try to use my strings, whatever strings I have in this country,
right,
and get you like a gig. He goes, but you got to do something for me.
Oh.
So the guy's like, okay, like, what do you want us to do? And he goes, I want to be in your song. So the guy's like,
like him sing along or yeah, have his name mentioned in the song?
Well, no. So the guy's like, yeah, you can be in the song. Fine. Yeah. So okay. Conan goes into the recording booth and just freestyles this verse.
All right.
And he's like,
or just
no, he sings it. And he sings it in like, it's a funny tone. He does like a high pitched thing where he's just like, I'm looking at the fjords, like that kind of thing.
The fjords.
And they record it. And he gets the band a gig and they're singing it. And people are like into it, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And all of a sudden, because they're talking whatever language that they speak. And then they're like, Conan O'Brien. And then Conan walks out on stage and does his little verse.
The fjords.
And then he's like, good night. And he walks off stage. And it's
Do they know who he is?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think most of them know who he is. And it goes over really well.
American.
And I was like, we watched like all the episodes. I think there's like 6.
Nice.
And at, like, we were done, and Jay and I were, like, walking around the house going, looking at the fjords.
Catchy tune.
Well, I went on Spotify, and the song is on Spotify.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So I added...
What's the song called?
I added... I have no idea. I have no idea.
Because
it's in whatever...
Oh, it's a different language?
Yeah.
I got a thing about that.
You have a thing about that?
Yeah. When musicians go to another country...
Yeah.
Do they sing in English or do they sing in the country's native language? Like if Billy Joel goes to like Japan,
mm-hmm.
does he sing in Japanese or does he sing in English?
He'll sing it in English.
I'm just curious. So how does the audience know what he's saying?
I think we
just go along with the beat.
I think it's because I actually have like some German hip hop on my phone.
German hip hop.
Yeah. And that was before I went back to learning, trying to relearn German.
Okay.
And I understand a little bit more of it now. I mean, it's just like sounds,
okay.
You know?
So
I
like,
mean, you don't,
So when they travel to another country, they just sing in normally?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just curious. Or do they try to like, I'm going to sing it in your language and sing it?
No. I've never seen that happen.
Yeah.
Although Jimmy Buffett has done some things in Paris and has sung a little bit in French.
Oh, nice. I'm just curious. Like when they go to foreign countries, they...
No, I think...
This is my song. If you don't like it, hey, whatever.
The banter in between, because I have a Billy Joel concert that he did in Germany, and he does try very hard to do some German in between the songs.
Oh, nice of him.
And then at one point, he just gives up. And he says, like, my German's really bad. And then he goes, can I speak English? And they're like, yes, please.
We don't understand you.
Yeah. The song, and I'm going to butcher the title, is Willkommen till Clubben.
Okay.
Which...
Welcome to the club?
I think so. I think so. But I don't know that particular language. It's by EDA, if anybody wants to. That's the name of the little group.
EDA?
Yeah, if you ever want to look it up. But it's actually not bad. And then when Conan comes in with his little Fjord thing,
he sings it in English?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, the.
So that's the only part you can understand is Conan O'Brien's part.
Yeah, I don't know what they're saying until right before Conan comes in. They're like, "Hey, it's Conan. Why don't you come over and sing us a little thing?" And then he starts his thing. Like when they talk to him, they talk in English.
Yeah.
But the rest of the song is in whatever language they speak.
So the song is like a live version, or is it a recorded? Like in a
no, it's a studio recording. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's very good.
Hey, Conan.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Fjords.
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 All right. Who decided that the middle finger means fuck you?
I can tell you
curious. I don't know the answer.
I can tell you a story.
Okay.
But it might be...
too long?
No, not that it's... I can break the story down. I just don't know if it's one of those... urban legends, or if it's true.
Right.
But there's this story that goes back when the French and English were doing, like, their 100-year war.
Yeah.
What the English used to do is they all had, like, bows and arrows.
Sorry.
So they were going after each other with, like, the bows and arrows and stuff. And if you got caught by the opposite side, they would cut your middle finger off.
Oh.
Because then you wouldn't be able to use your bow and arrow anymore.
Hmm.
Because that, you know, that's the main finger for it.
Huh.
And in retaliation, what some of the soldiers used to do is stick their middle finger up and say, pluck you. Because that's what they call doing bows and arrows, is doing plucking a you.
Ah.
And then they just... It just got, you know, monstified from there.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Pluck you.
I was like, who decided, like, this means go okay. This means fuck you.
I know a lot of useless shit. That's
all. I'm not useless. I mean, I was wondering, like, who decided, this finger means you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah. I don't know if that's an urban legend or if it's actually true. So
let us know in the comments.
I know. Do the Google search, because if I ask Siri, he's gonna give everybody my address again. I'm not interested in people showing up at my door going, I know why people stick up their middle fingers. It's like, ma'am, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm trying to sleep.
Fuck you.
I know, pluck you.
Oh, I'm a silence for Siri.
I know.
All right.
Oh yeah. I said it too.
So the other day,
yeah,
I think it was Wednesday, I'm at work, nice out, so I got the door open, I got my music going, I randomly hear a trumpet.
Trumpet?
Yeah, so I turn my radio off, and I'm like, am I hearing this right? There was someone was playing a trumpet somewhere, I couldn't find the source, but someone was
walking around
playing a trumpet. I'm like...
I just love that somewhere in the distance, Joe was hearing a trumpet.
And they were like, and was like... But not like, I couldn't identify like the song, but it was like, kind of like, it was on along the same lines as that. Like, What's that? Wheel of, not Wheel of Fortune. What's the other one? Price is Right.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like that type of song, but like it wasn't like they kept like messing up the notes. I'm like, keep practicing.
Every time I hear trumpet, all I think of is Chuck Mangione.
What's that?
Chuck Mangione. What's the name of that song?
Yeah. I know that song.
What the hell's the name of that damn song?
I don't know.
I have it on my Spotify. Yeah. It's very relaxing.
Yeah, so some random person was playing trumpet the other day.
Yeah.
It sounded pretty good, but I mean, they need to keep practicing. Question.
Well, yeah.
You might have an answer to this.
It feels
Why
so
do
good.
People, when they get to a crosswalk on a bicycle, get off the bicycle and walk across the crosswalk, and then get back on and ride? Why don't you just ride the bike across the crosswalk? Like you hit the button, you wait for it to go, and then you ride the bike. They get it off and walk it. Like,
why? I don't know because
just curious.
That seems like a very weird safety thing.
How is it not safe? Like,
I don't know.
If you're walking or riding, and a car comes, you're still gonna get hit.
You just get hit faster.
Yeah. I'm like, when I was a kid, like, oh, the crosswalk, I'll wait, and then I'd ride across. It'd be quicker, you know?
I don't know. I feel like it has something to do with some sort of pedestrian safety thing, because there like, could be other pedestrians coming.
Is it a law?
Honestly, I don't know. That seems like it would be personal preference.
I was like, what's this guy doing? I'm like, just ride across. He's like, gets on it and starts riding. I'm like... You just wasted all that time, buddy.
Yeah.
Strange.
Well, some people are strange.
Yes, they are.
So the manual labor that I was supposed to do today, I'll be doing tomorrow. So I'm going to be cleaning the siding.
Okay.
Which I'm not happy about because I don't like doing that.
Well, you take a hose and...
I have a special cleaner stuff. It's not quite a bleach, but...
You use like a brush or just a...
No, it's like this, it's a, it's by the back door, actually. It's like this little jug, okay. And you connect the hose to it, and then just spray it directly onto the thing.
Nice. So, like a foam cannon?
I guess. But the other thing is I'm going to mow the lawn, which the lawn needs a mow. Yeah. And I don't know where Kevin is. So now I got to do it.
He's
so
on
I
vacation.
I looked at Jay and I said, I haven't run the lawnmower in like over a year because Kevin did all the lawn last year.
Yeah, but he used your mower.
No, he didn't. He used his own.
Oh.
Yeah. So Jay goes, yeah. And I said, we should go outside and see if we can get it started up.
Right.
And he's like, okay. So we go outside and I had
gas it up.
One flat tire and one almost flat tire.
Oh, damn.
So we push it out and he goes, oh, that tire's pretty flat. And I said, yeah, we're going to have to, because he has like a inflator thing that connects to the cigarette lighter.
Nice.
So we wheel it to the gate and he brings his truck around, his regular truck, not his work truck.
Right.
And so we go to, because I said the battery's going to be flat. There's no way that the battery's going to be good.
Right.
Because it's been sitting like a year and a half. So... We hook it up to the charger. Mm-hmm. And now I don't know how long it usually takes for these things. So I said, how long do you think it would take for a flat battery to charge on the charger?
A couple hours, and he goes,
like 2 minutes? And I was like, 2 minutes?
Damn.
and he goes, yeah, why not? I'm like...
This concept of time is way off.
Yeah, isn't it, though?
Like 2 hours, buddy.
So I said, well, I don't know. So it's on there for like 5 minutes. And then, well, actually, it was on there for like two. And then he goes, try it now. I'm like, really? And he goes, yeah. So I jump. Now, the battery is under the seat, so you have to fold the seat forward. So I disconnect the cables and put the seat back.
Yeah.
Jump on. And I go to start it, and it just makes a little tick noise, and that's it.
Ooh.
So I was like, well, that's not good. And he goes, but did you hear the tick?
Two more minutes, Jay.
And I said, I did
Four
hear.
4 minutes. Let's
I
go.
Did hear the tick. And he goes, and he looks at me and he goes, that tells me it's trying to take the charge.
It's trying.
And I was like, but Jay, that also tells me it's fucking flat.
just like the tire.
So he goes, yeah, but a couple minutes. Perfect. And I was like, oh boy. So we hook it back up. And then we were
Where do you get a battery for one of those? Just like.
You can just go to the auto store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, because we had to replace it. We had to replace it a couple years ago. So it's kind of a new battery.
How expensive are they?
Honestly, I don't know.
Because a car battery is like $200.
No, it didn't cost. Maybe 50.
No.
Because, I mean, they're not as big.
Yeah. Yeah, car battery is like 150, 200. I'm like, damn.
That is a lot for a battery.
Yeah,
I remember when they were like 80.
And we lasted like 4 years. I'm like, damn, that's a waste of money.
Oh, that's awful. So,
Oh, wow.
We have it hooked up for a couple minutes, and then he goes, well, you know what? I'm going to go get my voltmeter because I want to know if it's charging or whatever. So he runs off. He comes back with his voltmeter. He hooks it up, and it's at full power.
Really?
He goes, yeah. He goes, you got like 13. And I was like, oh.
Volts or amps?
Volts, I guess. So okay. I was like, well, why isn't it fucking starting then? So he goes, well, you should just try it now. So I'm like, okay. So I disconnect the jumper cables.
Right.
And then I went to go like, because there's a little cap thing that goes over the positive terminal.
Right.
So I went to put the cap thing back, and I look over, and the negative side, the bolt is just kind of very, very loose. It's just kind of hanging there. So I tighten it up.
Loose
and
connection.
Then I tighten it up, and as I do that, it the connector, like, so I looked at Jay, and I was like, I think I found what the problem was. And he goes, oh, so it would have charged in 2 minutes.
3 minutes.
I said, yeah, I guess. So I jump on it, and I turn the key, and it's like, ba 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 ba. And
nice.
I just fiddle with the choke, and it started up, and I was like, yes!
Some fresh gas, you're all set to go.
Yeah, I threw some gas in it.
Pump up the tire.
And we pumped up the tires.
Nice.
He goes, you'll be all set tomorrow. I said, yeah, I got a shit ton of layout work to do.
How long does it take you to mow the grass?
Front and back, probably about 40 minutes, because I go kind of slow. I don't go flying through the yard with it.
You go straight lines.
I go up, down, nope. Yeah.
So do you move the cars or you don't get all the shit out of your car?
No, I just mow. Oh,
okay.
I don't really move anything.
Okay.
People
do like move the car, then we only get rocks and debris all over the car.
Well, I mean, I guess, but my vehicle's not too close to anything.
Okay.
And where Jay's little black truck is, it's nothing grows there anymore.
So like, you go around the yard first, then you mow? Make sure you don't run over anything like.
Yeah, I just kind of go up and down, up and down. I get it done.
Run over the poop.
It's really, yeah, sometimes I do. You can't help it.
Yeah.
Nice. I try to pick up most of it, but she, you know.
Nice.
She does it where she wants. There's nice. Nothing I can do about it.
Nice. That's your Saturday.
Yeah, that's my Saturday sorted. I can't wait.
Any plans for Sunday?
No, just my usual Sundays.
Yeah. Hanging out with your parents.
Yep.
How are they doing?
Okay.
Nice.
My mother, I was there last Sunday, and my dad said something to her at the dinner table that made me go, what's that about? And she rolled up her sleeve, and her complete forearm and the back of her arm was all red.
Whoa.
And I was like, what the fuck is that?
Damn.
And she rolled up the next one, like both arms were all. And I was like,
a rash?
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck is that? And she goes, well, it's a rash. And I said, I can see that, but why do you have it?
What caused the rash?
Yeah. And she goes, well, you know, I'm diabetic now, and, you know, diabetics get rashes. And I looked at her and I said, not like that.
That's your excuse?
I was like, that's like a tattoo sleeve. I was like, "You that looks awful. I said, you gonna go see somebody about that, yeah? And she goes, oh, I guess I have to. So, well, yeah, you do.
Damn.
So apparently I had called her, I think Thursday, because one of my aunts tried to get a hold of her and she wasn't responding.
Oh.
So I got a panic text of like, where's your mom? So I called her and she picked right up and I was like, oh, your sister tried to call you. And she's like, nobody's tried to call me. And I said,
the ring was turned off.
No, I don't know. And then I said, well, maybe she texted you. And she's like, hang on. So she's looking and she goes, yeah, she texted me. I never heard the text. And I said, okay, that's all right. I mean, she goes, I've been floating around the house. I don't think you've been floating. So she goes, so I said, all right, well, let her know you're fine. And she's like, I will. And then I said, how's your arm? And she said, well, I went to the doctor yesterday. Nope. And I said, oh, I'm surprised and delighted.
What's the prognosis?
And she said that one of the new medications they put her on, she said it's that medication. They think it's the problem. And she goes, so they want me to come off of it and figure out, like, if the rash goes away. And I said, okay. And she goes, I'm pissed off because, well, she had to pay, I don't know, she had to pay street price for that money.
Black market prices.
I paid street price for this drug, and I want to use it. She was so mad. And I was like, okay. And I said, well, you know, maybe it's not that. I said, honestly, I've never heard of anybody getting a rash from that medication. And she's like, me neither. She goes, so I'm going to wait for the rash to go away, and then I'm going to use it again. I said, okay, whatever. You do whatever you do.
Nice.
Oh.
So they gave her medication to get rid of the rash. But what caused the rash?
They're claiming it's an allergic reaction to something.
Okay.
And I said, well, have you eaten anything different? And she said, no.
Okay. Okay. What's it called? Laundry detergent?
No.
I
don't think so. I don't know, but I'm not. I don't know because
I'm not a doctor. And I don't claim to be.
I don't do my laundry over there, so I wouldn't know.
Do you have Hulu?
Do I have Hulu? I used to have Hulu.
Okay.
I dumped Hulu because I had the Hulu with no commercials and the live TV, and it was costing me way too much money.
Because they're premiering a documentary this weekend on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
Bon Jovi.
Oh, God damn it!
Yeah.
No! God, please, no! No! No!
Yes!
I say
heard
no.
A commercial, like, got Hulu this weekend premiering their Bon Jovi documentary. I'm like, why did they get a documentary?
I don't know.
Are you kidding?
Nope, I'm there not kidding.
Go. So, a Bon Jovi documentary.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't
you
think,
won't watch it, I know.
I don't think the world was ready for that.
Well,
and now we get it anyway.
They're like, a lot of questions to be answered. Like, what? Like, what?
What?
How are they still relevant?
I have no pre-existing Bon Jovi.
The music's okay, but I mean, I don't just deserve a documentary. Like, nothing really happened to them. They weren't like drug addicts and shit. And,
I don't
or alcoholics.
Think so.
They were
just
they
Bon Jovi.
Long hair and just, you know. I think, wasn't Richie with an actress? Richie Sambora?
Was he?
He was married to somebody.
Hmm.
At one time. Heather Locklear.
Was he?
I think he was married to Heather Locklear. I'm not sure. But, I mean, they were all like married to
That's not worthy of a documentary, though. They could have just asked Heather Locklear and put out a tweet. Just ask her and tweet it. It's fine.
I don't have Hulu.
Oh, okay.
But if I did, I probably still wouldn't. I mean, I don't know. I might check it out, but I don't know. We'll see. It'll probably be somewhere. Like, someone will probably put it on YouTube, like, oh.
If anybody's fiending for the fucking Bon Jovi
documentary,
I got you covered.
Yeah.
Jesus.
They've been around like 40 years.
Yeah, they've been around for a while.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything, though.
I know.
So is polio.
Damn. Can I talk about WWE without Sean?
Well, you can.
All right. WWE's Most Wanted Treasures this week.
Yep.
Featured Dusty Rhodes.
Oh,
remember
boy.
Him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
the American Dream.
I was going to say the Hollywood Dream, but
so they tested. It was Mick Foley, Lita, and Cody Rhodes himself. Cody, mm-hmm. the son. They went out and fought. They went out and found items for him. They found the black and yellow polka dot outfit.
Oh,
that
God.
He wore. They got that on loan.
They have it on loan?
Yeah, the guy didn't want to sell it, but they said, he'll display it, and then you can bring it back to me.
Oh, so some guy, okay.
Some collector. They found some cowboy boots that he wore, and they purchased those for $5,000.
Wow.
That he probably wore like once. Cody had booking journals because he was a bookie. And like the journals he kept over the years, he loaned those to for the archive. And the last thing they found was a fur coat, and that was also free.
Wow!
Well, it was on loan. So like once you're done with it, bring it back.
Yeah, I'll loan it to you.
$5,000 for boots, damn.
Jeez.
I don't know about that.
That does seem a bit steep.
Good show. I mean.
Now my question is.
Mm-hmm.
Do they display these things?
Yeah, like the week of like WrestleMania, they have like a you can come and look at the all the items.
Huh.
For like a like yeah. Okay. Yeah, like a museum.
Okay.
It's in like Connecticut or whatever, at the WWE headquarters. You come in, you look at all the different things they display for all the different wrestlers. You know, take pictures with them. And,
but otherwise, you can't. Like, there's no, like, wrestling museum that the shit is.
I don't know if it's open all year round, but, I mean, it's usually open, like, when they do, like, the WrestleMania or like, oh. big event. You can come look at the stuff, you know.
Oh.
And they have it, like, you know, displayed, like, nice, you know. They got, like, if you like, a robe or something, they put on, like, a mannequin, you know.
Okay. It's like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. In, like, glass cases, you know. Take a look at all the items that probably people don't even care about. Oh, boots that this guy wore back in 1985. All right.
I mean, I guess if you were like
right.
a big like
Dusty
into
Rhodes
it.
Fan.
Yeah, my dad. I was sitting there last Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and my dad said he started going on, and he's like, "Well." I guess because Roman Reigns is going to go do a movie or something.
Is he?
So he's like, oh.
Just like know, The Rock. Just
Roman
like
Reigns went out and he's doing a movie. And
just like his cousin.
And then he started telling me about somebody else. And I don't really follow wrestling anymore. So I was like, right. Okay, Dad. Then my mother's like, you see how it is for me? And I looked over at her. I was like, what are you talking about? And she goes, oh, he goes on about this shit. She goes, I know nothing about it. She goes, he puts it on, I don't know these people.
I try to watch it, and I'm like, who?
Yeah. I said, I don't know these people either.
They used to, like, their real names. Kevin Owens. Like, that's his real name. Like, that's not a stage name. That's his name. And they search us. He says KO. Like, it's Kevin Owens. I mean, yeah.
This is my name now.
You know, like. There's some people that like use like a stage name, but like the rest of them are just like Mike. Hey,
what up, Mike?
You know,
jeez.
And there's two, you know, they still got Raw and SmackDown, so there's two different champs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, each one has their own champions and in the lineup. You know?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. But Triple H runs everything now. He's like the main guy.
Mm.
He's the boss man.
Well, I don't think the other guy can be around anymore.
Vince, yeah.
Yeah. No. He's on the naughty step.
He's on the naughty list.
He's on the naughty step, big time. You sit there and you think about what you've done.
I think Shawn Michaels is like a producer for like next NXT, whatever, which is like another.
Maybe. He can't really wrestle, though.
Before, no, he's just behind the scenes, like
mm.
you know, behind the cameras, like. Before they get to WWE, they have to go through Next, like a
before you get here.
Yeah, like the minor leagues.
You gotta go through us.
The NXT.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does that. He does behind the scenes.
Okay.
So yeah.
They haven't.
It's different now.
Yeah, it really is. So they haven't caught Diddy yet.
Really?
But. Yeah.
Do they have like an idea where he might be?
Oh, they probably know. Are you kidding me? Yeah. They know everything. This the thing that like the bizarre thing is I was talking to Tina last night and we were talking about it briefly.
Hi, Tina.
And she was telling me about this woman that she's seen do like videos on like TikTok or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never heard of this woman in my life.
Right.
Her name is like Jaguar or something.
Jaguar? Like yeah. The animal?
Yeah. Okay. It's spelled the same way as well.
Okay.
Apparently last year she was saying stuff about Diddy.
Really?
And she
now she's missing.
No, she's not missing, but she was like, I was right. And she was talking about a bunch of other people, and she's like, this year is gonna be crazy. And
didn't
Cat
Williams say something too?
Yo, yeah, Cat Williams said stuff too.
It's all true.
And
allegedly,
yeah.
Sorry,
allegedly. Yeah, I'm not getting sued. So, but she was saying that like, because they were like, oh, what do you like think's gonna happen? And she was, oh, watch out for Jay-Z, watch
really?
Out for Jay-Z, yeah.
Really?
And she came out with this, like, weird, insane conspiracy theory, right?
Okay.
That Jay-Z ended up having Aaliyah killed.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because so Beyonce could have a career.
What? Really?
Joe's got the crinkle face. He's like,
I think
what?
I mean, she was already, like, had the Destiny's Child thing going before the movie passed
but
away.
They really weren't. I mean, they were like decent, but I don't think they were like as big. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, she was just saying it, and
Jaguar was saying this.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't saying it.
Really?
I wasn't saying it. I was like,
now how did she pass?
Aaliyah, she died in a plane crash. Hmm. Yeah. Supposedly.
What evidence does she have?
I don't know anymore. I don't know what's...
I got the text message that says that Jay-Z...
I don't know what's like, up damn. And down anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, she had all this wild stuff to say. I was like, oh my goodness.
Now, how old is this lady?
Was
she like the same age as these guys?
She looks like she's in her 40s or early 50s. Yeah. I mean, I don't... She looked.
I was P. Diddy's right hand man.
I don't.
Left hand.
You know what? I don't even like saying his name anymore. I'm like, oh, probably assassinate me. If I'm ever missing, it's P. Diddy's fault. No, I shouldn't.
He's missing.
He's missing too.
It's probably like Guadalupe or something.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I thought it was kind of crummy though. He just took off and left his poor sons there. I mean, they're older, but still.
It's my birthday. When are you coming back?
It's my birthday.
Isn't he married? Or was married?
I have no idea anymore. I think he was married, and then he had a few girlfriends. He's got... Because I was asking about that. I was asking about that last night. I was asking about that last night, too, because I'm like, how many children does he have? I know about the two. He's got like 7 kids.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he's got a like a 2 or 3 year old.
Yeah. Now, doesn't he own his own plane? So he can just get on the plane and go anywhere?
I think so. And I think he was doing that. Be careful. Yeah. I think he was doing that with like misdirection. He had the plane go and land someplace else. And then I think he
took a boat.
Yeah, I think he went a different way. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Because I'm not, hey.
All right. Facebook notification. All right.
Oh, boy. Don't you hate notifications?
Yeah.
It's the worst.
And I hate, like, robocalls, like spam calls. I'm like, the hell?
I don't get many spam calls. I get those like, your package can't be delivered. Can you give us your address, please? I'm like, no, I don't think I will. I don't think I want to do that at all.
Nope.
Why don't you tell me the address you have, and I'll tell you if it's correct.
Give them the address of the police station. Yeah. They'll be like, oh.
Yeah, I'll pick it up on the corner.
You just scammers out there.
Yeah. It's a shame.
Give us a gift card. Okay.
Yeah, there's this
Apple gift card because it can't be traced.
You know, there's this YouTube channel I watch called Scammer Payback.
I watched that today.
Oh, did you?
Pierogi? Pierogi?
Pierogi, yeah. Yeah. And he actually talks like
an old lady
Indian to them.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. And he knows all these terms.
Fuck Pierogi. Who's your mentor? Fuck Pierogi.
Yeah.
That guy's awesome.
It's
He stole all the FBI and shit.
I love when they like actually try to get like somebody's money back and stuff. Yeah. There have been a few things like they've actively interrupted.
Yeah. It's awesome.
That. And it's like, oh my goodness. I heard he was actually working like with the government.
Nice. Hey, nice picture.
Isn't it? See? That the Rainbow Studio comes through. See? Doesn't that look lovely?
You ever been scammed or like tried to been almost been scammed?
I don't think that I have been scammed.
No.
You're
smart.
Well, I don't trust a lot of
when your phone rings, you don't answer it. Unless you got call already, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't.
Same here.
Generally.
I'm like, I don't know the number. Leave a voicemail. They don't leave a voicemail, and then obviously they don't want to talk to you. Not important.
I figure if it's important, they'll be like, I'm about to call you. Pick up.
I get text messages like,
text me.
Hey, Amy, are we still on for tonight? I'm like,
ooh, don't answer those.
I'm like, this isn't Amy. They're like, oh, we're so sorry. I'm so sorry. But thank you so much for being so kind. Will be my friend. I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's a scam too. Those people who try to call and pretend that you're somebody else.
I'm like, I'm not Amy.
Yeah, eventually it leads to them trying to finagle something from you. Yeah.
Ain't getting shit from me. I don't got nothing to give anyway. I got nothing to give.
I have nothing I want to give away.
Yeah, but like it's usually like older people that like fall for it.
Yeah, but those things are wild because it's like an email or a text message, but it's mostly email, and it's like, hey, you get like the Best Buy Geek Squad, and they're like, we're gonna charge your renew your account at for $800 or something, and then people are like, what? And then it forces them to call. Whatever number is on the thing.
Yeah. And then, like India.
Yeah. And then it ends up being a thing where it's like they go, well, you know, we can't refund your money, but they do like this bait and switch. Like they pretend they've deposited money in somebody's account. All
right.
And then they deposit too much. And then they're like, you need to give us a refund.
Yeah. I saw that.
But don't go to your bank. Instead, go to Target.
Get a gift card.
And get us gift cards. And it's like, I don't understand in people's minds what makes them think that Best Buy Geek Squad would want Target gift cards.
Right.
You know? And even like, because I've seen a lot of those videos and people like, they get upset and it's like, oh, well, because they gain control of your computer and then they...
What's going on with my screen? My screen here.
And then they access the money.
Yeah.
And they transfer the money to themselves. And then they're like, oh, well, you need...
Don't redeem it. Click. And you're like, fuck, that's my money.
Yeah.
You owe me money, you scammer. You're a scammer, scammer. Scam the scammers.
Yeah. And so I like that guy because they're really tech savvy, too. And they can tell that fucking any desk program. Oh, God.
He deletes all their files.
Oh, yeah. That That's always the funniest part, is when he gets control of their computer and ends up deleting all of their files.
There's one I saw, like, he tapped into their camera and, like, your name is so-and-so and you're wearing a red shirt. And they're like, what? they tapped into the webcam and we can see you and we have your address.
Oh, yeah, those are funny.
And they get raided. Ah.
And then he'll, like when they're trying to access his camera or whatever, he's like, look, they're trying to access my thing. He's like, they're not going to. They're not going to.
Scumbags.
Yeah.
I want to watch money that they scam a day.
They make a lot of money. But, I mean, they make money for the upper people of the pyramid.
Right.
You know, they themselves don't make a ton of money.
And you can't get it back.
Nope. Once you've given it to them, like, you can't get it back.
Nope. Sucks.
Yeah, because I feel bad, because it's a lot of elderly people who fall for that. Mm-hmm. And I've told my parents 100 times, I'm like, anything you get by email that says, like Best Buy or Amazon or antivirus, things like that, and I was like,
delete.
Yeah, don't pay any attention to that stuff.
Don't answer the phone unless you know the number.
And I mean, the amount of UPS or fake FedEx texts that I get, I'm like, oh, if you want your package, you're going to have to go to this website and blah, blah, blah. It's like, once you click that link, they have your IP. See ya. Mm-hmm. Punk. So Jay has this thing about getting the mail.
Okay. What's his thing?
It's his favorite thing in the day.
Really?
Yes. He looks forward to it. Matter of fact, if I know...
To that 2-minute walk to the fucking...
Yes. If I know that, like so Thursday...
Go ahead.
Wednesday or Thursday, when my my fog light overlays came.
Okay.
And I knew that they came. I got the official text message.
Official? How do you know it's official?
Well, it was official.
Okay.
So I went outside and I got my thing, but I left the rest of the mail because of how excited he gets about collecting the mail. Really? So I do that. Like, if I'm expecting something, like, I'll run out and grab it and I'll leave the rest of the mail for him.
Oh, thanks.
I know. So the other day, he came into the house and I wasn't expecting anything. I didn't run out. So now I preface this by saying that he has to wear jeans and work boots for work.
Okay.
So he takes his work boots off at the door. But his jeans are like two sizes too small. Two sizes too big.
Okay.
Sorry. Two sizes too big. He literally has to hold them with one hand. I said, why don't you get a belt? You know, I'm pulling a Sean. I'm like, where's your belt? And he's like, maybe I should just buy new pants. I'm like, either way, you got to make a purchase.
Right.
So
belt's cheaper than pants, I think.
He came into the house and he had something he had gotten for lunch in this arm.
Yeah.
His left arm. And in the other arm, he has...
The mail.
The mail.
Yeah.
And he's trying... with both hands to pull up his pants. So he's scurrying through the living room like a hermit crab, like, and he goes, and I hear him yell, you have a letter. And I said, oh. I said, well, who is it? And he goes, I don't know. I didn't look. It's just a letter for you.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, it's probably a bill then.
Interesting.
And I said, oh, can I see it? And he goes, no. And I said, why can't I see it? And he goes, because I'm losing my pants. He had already made it to the living room and they were already gone. He's like, oh. I said, well.
There you go.
At least, I said, at least I'm not entertaining in here.
Neighbors.
Yeah. No, Jesus.
So what was the letter? Anything good?
No. It was a paper copy of a letter I get sent electronically.
Junk mail.
I'm like, this is kind of ridiculous.
You want to make sure you got it. All right, thanks.
What's the gas and electric bill? Comes. But I get it electronically.
What, National Grid?
No, my town has its own supply. Or supply.
Its own supply?
Its own supply.
Nice. its own company.
Yes. It's a municipal. And so it was just, and I mean, I get the bill electronically, so it's kind of silly for them to send me an actual bill. But they insist upon doing it.
Yeah.
And they like to waste trees, I guess, so.
It's on recycled paper. That's okay. It still came from a tree at one point.
It had to have, right?
I guess.
I think I'm all out of shit.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know who that Jelly Roll guy is?
He's a country artist?
I think so, yeah. He's got like a lot of tattoos.
On his face.
My mom
kinda
loves
like,
him.
Kind of like, what's his name? He's a rapper. He's got tattoos on his face. Oh, what's his name? Not Drake. It's, he played at the Super Bowl. What was his name? Fuck. Anyway.
Played at the Super Bowl.
Oh, I think he was like.
Let's see. There was Usher. I think the Will.i.am guy was there.
No, I'm trying to think.
Who else was there? I don't remember. Are you literally just tattooing like tattooed rapper? Rappers with tattoos on face.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am.
You did? Yeah. He really did, folks. He said, I'll find him. Tattoo on face.
Him. Post Malone.
Oh, Post Malone.
Yeah, he looks like Post Malone. He's got tattoos all over his face. Post Malone.
Okay.
Post Malone. Yeah. So,
well, my mom loves him.
Does she?
Yeah, the Jelly Roll guy. Yeah.
Okay. Is he any good?
I've heard anything. Honestly, I've never heard his music.
Me neither.
I don't think my mom has either.
I think he won an award at the Grammys last couple weeks ago.
Could very well be.
A month ago.
It's just my mom's like, he seems so sweet. I'm like, does he, Mom? Yes, he does.
With tattoos so on his face, that ain't that sweet.
So he ended up, like leaving the internet because he was getting bullied by people.
Really?
Yeah, like for his weight and his tats and stuff.
You fat piece.
So they were bullying him. Who steps up for him but Flava Flav? Flava Flav had to step in.
Really?
And be like, you guys are jerks. And you went, yeah.
You jerks.
He's like, you guys are jerks. And you bullied one of the nicest guys off social media. Wow. And I was like, what's happening in this person's life that Flava Flav?
So his stage name is Jelly Roll.
Yes.
What was his real name? For like Jason or something.
I don't know. Jim, Jack.
Jeremy.
You know, it's probably nothing to do with a J. I mean, Jay-Z's real name is Sean.
Yeah.
So.
Just like Sean Combs.
Oh, I don't
coincidence?
I don't want to come full circle there. Anyway. But Flava Flav defended him, and
nice.
I was like.
Oh, nice of him.
Look at Flava Flav
so
stepping
is he back
up.
On?
I have no idea.
Come out of the cave?
I don't know.
Going off the grid. He's back on the grid.
I honestly don't know. Yeah. But, you know, he's got Flava Flav. Oh, goodness gracious.
Anti-bullying.
Yeah. I don't know why people have to be mean. Don't be an ass. I don't know. The anonymity of the internet, people just like, oh.
I can say whatever I want and get away with it.
Yeah.
Can you?
I can be an ass.
Wasn't there a case that like someone like bullied someone on the internet and that person committed suicide and then the person that did the bullying got like had to go to jail or something?
There's been a lot of cases where that's happened, but I don't know if anybody's actually ever gone to jail over it. I think they should, personally.
What you in prison for? I bullied people on the internet. That's it? I ripped the tags off of freaking mattresses.
You monster. You monster. So, did we have a winner last week?
We did have a winner. Congratulations to Tina.
Oh, Tina. Here's your prize.
Three gift cards, just because you guessed. Billy Madison. Adam Sandler.
Oh.
I guess she likes Adam Sandler, huh?
She likes Adam Sandler, yeah. And she knew the previous one, but she was on vacation. She missed it. She was like, I could have gotten that one. She's so bad.
So this week's quote's worth one gift card to Dunkin' Donuts. You comment the name of the movie on the YouTube video. If you're first and correct, you win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to make you fucking bend over and I'm going to reach up your ass into your pocket and get the keys to your house. And then I'm going to drive there, come in your front fucking door and kill you in your sleep.
Oh my goodness.
There's your quote. Good luck.
Comment on YouTube.
Yes.
It's worth how many? Just the one, I think.
Yeah, just one.
Yeah. So thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next time. Before I send it down the table, here's your fun fact of the week. You know, because I mentioned Harrison Ford on the video fun fact, yeah. I said I'm going to keep it Harrison Ford.
All right.
For the audio.
Nice.
Harrison Ford got his ear pierced at the popular preteen store Claire's Accessories. After the piercing, he signed a notepad to the woman who pierced his ear, to Tavara, you made a hole in me, Harrison Ford.
Nice. Have a great weekend.